Planet Rock presents Cinderetic, the story of a lonely, unloved prog rock DJ whose only wish is to go to the ball so she can marry her Prince Charming. In the last gripping episode, Cinderetic's fairy godfather, Joe Elliott, transformed her rags into an elegant ball gown, her bare feet into gorgeous glass slippers, and her hair colour completely changed, though actually that's pretty normal, to be fair, and could have happened at any time. After her journey through the forest, Cinderetic's coach set her down just outside the royal palace.
This place is awesome. Look at the ornate stone carving, the hundreds of stained glass windows, and the fleet of expensive cars outside. It's like Rick Wakeman's house before divorce number 14.
Actually, this was my house.
Rick Wakeman? What are you doing here?
I'm investigating a parking scam for Watchdog. Several royal palaces are now employing wheel clamping firms to try and stop illegal parking. Look, your golden carriage is being towed away.
What?
Well, you have parked in a disabled space. You can't do that unless you have a blue badge or you're the drummer.
Oh, well, nothing's going to ruin my mood for me. I'm so excited, I'm going to be the belle of the ball.
Oh, you would be if you shaved that beard off and had that head transplant. By the way, how come you're wearing one of my capes?
My fairy godfather gave it to me. He said it would bring me joy, wealth, success, and luck.
Only if you work for the record company, all the inland revenue.
Wow, have you seen inside that great hall? There must be 500 people in there.
At least. And do you know that every single one of them has, at some point, been a member of Yes? Well, I can't stand around here tittle-tattling. I've finished here, so it's time for me to go and start rehearsing for my Journey to the Centre of the Earth live tour, which starts in Newcastle on April the 24th and includes the Royal Albert Hall shows on April the 28th and 30th.
Are tickets available from planetrock.com?
Do you know? I think they are. And if you all buy them, I could afford to buy my palace back. In fact, I just happen to have a keyboard with me. Why don't I play you a short passage right now?
Actually, I don't really have time right now.
Nonsense! I'll play the shortest passage from the show!
Two hours later.
Look, I really have to go now. It's been lovely, but I need to find my prince.
Hoffy! Sell him some merchandise! Quick!
Finally, I'm inside. Now, where is that Prince Charming?
Did someone say my name?
Oh, Your Highness. Hello.
Well, hello there. My, but you're a pretty one. With your cute little eyes and cute little nose and cute little beard. Say, is that a Spock's beard?
Oh, Your Highness, I'm delighted to meet you. Let's engage in some whimsical conversation while all the other girls in the room look at me with daggers in their eyes.
Oh, don't worry about their daggers. I've got a guillotine.
Ooh, who's that gorgeous young woman who so enchanted the young prince?
I don't know, Paula, but she looks strangely familiar. A cross between Grace Slick, Eddie the Eagle Edwards, and, well, Lemmy.
I know. Who could resist that combination, eh? Fwah.
Let's go and distract him. Ooh. I say, Princey!
Oh my goodness. Could it be possible? Has some cruel scientist transplanted Ozzy Osbourne's head onto the body of Chewbacca?
My name is Wyatta, and I'd like to get to know you better.
Well, I'd love to. Really, I would. But instead, I think I'll just get security to take you back to the zoo.
Oh, he is a tease, isn't he?
Poison.
Oh, yes. Are you going to sing for us?
No. I've got some poison. Here, drink it.
Come on, Paula. He's not biting. Let's go and get a drink. The free bar closes soon. It's 2 minutes to midnight.
2 minutes to midnight?
Oh, Iron Maiden doing the cabaret.
I have to get out of here.
Why the rush?
Iron Maiden and Rush doing the cabaret? Brilliant.
I have to go. Goodbye. Forever.
She's gone, and all that she has left behind is this glass slipper. Elegant, size 6. No other color. It's simply red.
Come on, Wyatta, we're going home. The cabaret lineup's just gone right downhill.
Will Cinderelic ever see her prince again? Is Rick Wakeman really playing two Albert Hall shows? Join us tomorrow for the next thrilling installment of the Planet Rock pantomime, Cinderelic!